Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Lifestyle CEO Show, the show where we empower you to break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. Today's show is brought to you by the Handmade Beauty Network. Why use cosmetics filled with chemicals when you can treat your face and body to products made with a high proportion of all natural ingredients? Visit handmadebeauty.com and our member directory to find a company near you. Today's guest was handpicked by me because she is an expert in the field we'll be discussing today, which is business coaching. Kathy Townsend is the Senior Business Development Coach at Peter Montoya. As you may recall, Peter was a guest on the Lifestyle CEO Show back on October 24th of last year, where he shared tips on personal branding, so make sure you check out that great show. Kathy is one of Peter's coaches, and I can tell you from personal experience that she knows her stuff. Kathy has coached over 350 clients, accumulated more than 2,500 hours of coaching, and she is here today to share her expertise and give you the tools you need to sort through some of the hype and to find a coach who can help you meet your personal and business goals. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Thanks, Donna Maria.
I'm really excited to have you here. Now, Kathy, I can't go anywhere these days without hearing something about business coaching. I did a Google search in preparation for our show today, and it was mesmerizing. I had to go through five or six pages before I found something of an objective nature about business coaching. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. And so let's just start, if we can, by approaching the issue of what in the world is a business coach? Just what is one, and how do you find one?
Exactly. That's a great question, Donna Maria. You're right. Coaching has exploded. It's in the last 5 years, it's really come alive, and it really evolved because of a need that wasn't being met.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching started because individuals and businesses began questioning how they were doing things and why they were always producing the same results.
Mm.
So, you know, coaching really grew to meet the needs of people and businesses, and we're really, as coaches, our role is to provide encouragement and support to help you grow from where you are right now to where you want to be. That's a very powerful place to have someone partner with you.
Yeah, it is. And what you just described does break it down, encouragement and support. But let's break it down a little bit more, because that's general enough for us to be led down the garden path. So how do you... Well, I have so many questions, but let's just start generally with, you know, you're a business or an individual, because you described that the coaching industry kind of serves one, the other, or both. So let's just say you're one or the other in general. How do you generally look for someone to provide you with that encouragement and support who can really, really do that and not just, I don't know, mirror what you may be able to do for yourself?
Yeah, and that's... Really, that's it right there, Donna Maria. That's why people hire coaches, because we all have good intentions. You know, we know what we want to accomplish, and we're all focused on it, and then we just don't quite get there. It's like, what's getting in my way? Why do I keep getting stuck? And I work with a lot of entrepreneurs. That is primarily my coaching through Peter Montoya. We you know, work on marketing and business development for solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, and our company provides all these great marketing materials. We have website design and brochures and all these things, and when Peter Montoya, again, the person I work for, started this business 5 years ago, he gave all of these entrepreneurs these great marketing materials and said, you know, good luck, and I just know you're going to succeed with these things. And Donna Maria, a couple of years after he supplied all these fabulous marketing materials, Peter did a very smart thing as a business owner. He said, mm-hmm. I'm going to call back my clients and see how they're doing and
mm-hmm.
see what else I can possibly provide for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I love sharing the story, because it sort of encapsulizes why, you know, we don't succeed. So he started calling his clients and saying, hey, I gave you all these great marketing materials. How are you doing? And these were the responses he got. I gave them to my family and my friends. Oh, gosh, yeah, they're still sitting here in the box.
And what Peter
just was shocked. And what he quickly realized is people didn't know how to use them. They didn't have a plan. They didn't know anything about where, you know, how to, the best way it was to build their business. And And he quickly scrambled around, and someone said, you need coaches. You need someone on the back end that can support these people, that can, you know, we call it brainstorming, but brainstorm with people to help them really stay accountable. You know, I don't want to, as a business coach, I don't want to just reiterate goals that you already have for yourself. So what I say to my clients is, what are you going to do by when? And then I, as a business coach, am asking you to make that commitment to me. You know why you're going to make it to me? Because mm-hmm. I'm your partner in success. Many of my entrepreneurs and solopreneurs tell me, Kathy, you're the only person I have to talk to. Mm-hmm. If you're running a small business and you have a marketing assistant and a personal assistant and a business manager and whoever, you're not going to go out and say to them, do you think I should launch this new product line? Mm-hmm. Do you think the pricing is good on that? They're going to look at you like, this is your company. Are you asking me? So do you think right. we should expand into a new market? Mm-hmm. So often, mm-hmm. solopreneurs and entrepreneurs don't have a partner mm-hmm. that they can bounce their ideas off of. That's yeah. what a coach can do. So they can sit there and, you know, help you with your marketing, with business development, with your motivation, and hold you, help to hold you accountable.
That, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that. Even if you do have people that work with you or even close family and friends, 9 times out of 10 or probably even more than that, they're going to answer you the way they think you want to be answered.
You are so right about that. And I hear that all the time. They'll say, well, you know, I was talking to my girlfriend about this, and she said, no, you don't want to do that. How mm-hmm. does she know what you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you're right. They're going to mirror back the answer that they are used to hearing from you or whatever. Here's the difference between what a friend, a spouse, a coworker might say. You know, here's what you need to do, Donna Maria. And what I will say is, Donna Maria, what do you think you need to do here?
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, clients will say this to me. Well, Kathy, what should I do? Should I start my product development before I have my marketing, or should I start my pricing? What do you think would be the best direction for me to focus on?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say, well, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. What do you think would be the best direction for you to focus on?
So one of the things, one of the valuable things of the many that you do is to help people find their own answers.
That's
within
right.
the context of what it is that they're doing.
That's absolutely right. See, as coaches, we totally know that 99% of the time you already know the answer,
mm-hmm.
but you're just conflicted. You have all of, and I cannot tell you how many times clients will thank me for an idea that they had. You know, they'll say, oh, that's it. That's what I need to do. And I'll say, and there you are. But I didn't suggest it. They did. And so, but it's having that real committed, focused time
mm-hmm.
to really connect with another person who is totally and completely, you know, just in line with where you're going. I'm not there to tell you what's right or wrong, to challenge you in your decision. I'm really there to, I can be a resource for you. A good coach will have resources, tools, they'll give you assignments. But I'm really there to support where you want to go. I'm not going to tell you where to go. I'm not
right.
going to tell you the direction that's right for you. And lastly, a good coach wants to shift you from being reactive to being proactive.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's got to be key with small business owners because they're wearing so many hats that
that's
to
right.
some extent there's always a fire to put out, so you have to remain at least in small part in a reactive mode, always ready to address the emergency. But what you're talking about is maybe minimizing the emergencies by being proactive in the first place.
Right, and it's okay to be reactive to things that are happening right in front of you, but if you're reactive to situations that are going to move you forward in your business, that are going to help you really focus and get centered on where you're going,
mm-hmm.
that's a very counterproductive way of running business, and that's the way most business owners run their business. So it really is a whole different way of doing business. It's a shift in the way you do your business.
Because it gives you more control.
It does give you more control. And how many people, honestly, Donna Maria, when you're trying to explain to them, as you are a business owner yourself, what your plan is, what your goals are, I find that a lot of people are critical. They'll say, are you sure? Or that, you know, why would you do that? That's, you know, I don't know. You know, having a women's conference, that's a lot of work. And then what do? You start doubting yourself. And so while people mean well, a lot of times they can be very, you know, limiting in the thinking and the thoughts they share with you. As a business coach, I'm a partner with you. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say, let's look at it from all sides. Okay, mm-hmm. If you want to have a, you know, a women's conference or you want to launch a new direction, let's break it out now and really look at what is your objective, mm-hmm. what are your action steps, and how viable is this? Is there a market for this? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you find yourself going, oh yeah, I need to have a plan.
Right, and it's funny because I know I just want everyone to know how supportive I am of your services because I have used them myself and they're so wonderful. I'll never forget the time when I went through this long litany of things that were in the way of me achieving a specific goal, and you listened so patiently, and I went on and on about this trauma and that drama and everything, and you finally said, well, now you've told me all the reasons why you can't do that. Now give me some reasons why you can.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was exactly what you just said. There was a transition, like a paradigm shift, between focusing on one thing and focusing on another, and you're able to take the bull by the horns. And I love the way you describe that, you know, the empowerment and the ability to take control that you otherwise, it's sometimes hard to do without an objective person like a business coach to kind of help you along.
And we're there for a lot of reasons. We're there, I wear many different hats, okay? I am not a therapist.
Right.
And however,
there are times.
There is a relationship that's built with your coach that you don't really have with anyone else.
Right.
And I think one of the keys, and if you'd like, Dawn Maria, we can move into how you find that right coach and that relationship.
Yes, I do. I absolutely want to get to that during our second session. We're going to break right here and come right back. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back with Kathy Townsend.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. We have an information-packed show for you today with Kathy Townsend, just a great business coach who's sharing tips and tricks on how to find a business coach. And when we took our break, we were going to move into sharing with everyone just that, tips on finding a business coach. But, Kathy, first, can you describe the difference between a business coach and what I hear termed as a life coach or a personal coach?
Exactly. And that is really something that we're going to want to be clear about. As I had said before, as coaches, we're often wearing different hats. We can come to the relationship as a business coach, but we are really building a relationship with you. This is a partnership, and we're going to go with you on this journey to support you, hold you accountable, and really be a valuable resource for you. I call it a success partner.
Mm-hmm.
So during the course of this coaching, many things happen in our lives that affect how we run our business. We can't separate the two. Mm-hmm. So a coach will often be there, as you had said before, Donna Maria, just to be a sounding board. Sometimes we just need to let it all out, and we need to, you know, kind of let our fears and our inhibitions and our worries come out. And I'm not there to judge. That's not my place. And I will, as a business coach, I will listen and I will empathize with you. I will have compassion for where you are. I need to detach from trying to fix it. That's not my job. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I can say, gosh, that sounds very challenging, Donna mm-hmm. Maria. Maybe you need to take a step back right now. What would be the one thing that you might need to do to take care of yourself? Mm-hmm. You may have noticed, those of you that are listening today, that I'm constantly talking about coaching in the form of a question. That's very key to the coaching relationship.
Why is that?
Yes, a coach is not someone who comes to the call and says, okay, here's what you need to do. Write this down. These are the things I want you to be doing right now. We can get to that point if that's really where, if you're stuck and you need my feedback and you're asking for my feedback, but the real core component, all of the coach training is about asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make a distinction here. There are really four areas of this coaching, consulting kind of practice. There's the coach, which we're talking about today. There's the therapist, which we all are familiar with that term, the consultant, and the mentor. So let me just briefly explain what those are. Coaching, we're covering that. That's really a partnership where we're here to support and encourage you to meet your goals and go in the direction you're going. So we start, as coaches, we start today and go forward. Where you are today and help you go forward.
Okay.
A therapist will often look at where you've come from. Okay, a therapist is there to help you with a challenge or some maybe a physical issue that you're having, an emotional issue that you're dealing with, and they are really going to want to look at your history and your past and bring that into, you know, the analysis of what's going on in your life. A consultant is there to solve a problem. I have a problem. I need your advice. They will come in. You will pay them a fee. They will look at the issue that you need help with. They will give you the answer, and they will leave.
Okay.
And then a mentor, of course, is someone who's there to help you based on their experience. You will model what they've been doing and what, you know, what they bring, their specific area of expertise, and you will get guidance from their experience or sharing from their experience.
Oh.
So a coach doesn't do any of those. I'm not looking at your history. I'm not there to solve your problem and you pay me a fee. I'm not there to have you mentor off of my experience in your business because I may not have experience in your business.
Mm-hmm.
I am there to encourage you to think outside of your normal parameters.
Mm-hmm.
We think within normal parameters. I need to do this. I need to do that. And we're all scurrying all over. And a coach is saying, stop, breathe, let's break it out. What is the most important thing for you to be doing right now?
So, Kathy, are you saying that both personal coaches and business coaches, or I guess personal service providers and business service providers can fall into any one of these four areas?
Actually, they don't fall into those four areas. So
okay.
What I'm saying is a coach is independent of a therapist, a consultant,
of the other one.
Or a mentor.
Right.
The other way around. We
so
don't fall into
life coaching or business coaching.
That's right.
It's different from life therapy or a life consultant or whatever.
Exactly. We don't go into those areas. Now,
right.
If I'm on the call with someone as a life coach or a business coach and they truly start sounding depressed,
mm-hmm.
They're saying, I just can't get out of bed. I'm not going to go there. I will start talking to you about getting professional help, seeing someone who's qualified and competent
mm-hmm.
in that area. And this is really important. For all of you who might be considering a coach, it is absolutely outside of our ethical boundaries to start therapeutic, you know, any type of therapeutic help. We are not trained as that, and it's very dangerous, really, to start going in that down that road when you're not trained to do that.
Right.
So
right.
That's something to keep in mind. So when a personal coach will really work more with people who someone has experienced a death and they just need to talk to someone. It doesn't have mm-hmm. to be around therapy and emotional breakdown, but you need someone to help you move forward. Maybe you just recently experienced a divorce and you want to create a new life for yourself and you're excited about going in a new direction.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, a life coach can really, you know, center on that and help you with that. job transition, a move, a relationship. You're wanting to start a new relationship. Mm-hmm. You just really want to have more focus on what you want to do with your life. Mm-hmm. That's all life coaching, and they're mm-hmm. just awesome. That can just be such a refreshing and supportive way to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Business coaching, as we talked about today, it's really about the goals. You know, it's about your success, about your goals. What is it that you want to accomplish? And we're very focused on setting goals, creating an action plan, giving you assignments to specifically accomplish what you want, and then following up with you and holding you accountable. Can you see the difference there, Donna Maria?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
When you're setting goals and doing an action plan, do you actually help your client set goals if they haven't done that for themselves already?
Absolutely. That's critical. What I often say to my clients is this. How many times do you get in the car and you just start driving around? You have no idea where you're going. Well, it might be a beautiful day and you go for a ride, but most of the time we know where we're going. We get in the car with a destination in mind. Well, I have to tell you that most business owners do the latter. It's as if they literally are in a car driving around and they have no idea where they're going. I don't even know where I'm supposed to be going. But I know I'm driving, so I must be going somewhere. What I say to my clients is, I want you to tell me, where is our destination? Where do you want to be 6 months from now, mm-hmm. 90 days from now, a year from now? And we will start there and work backwards, okay?
So start there and work backwards.
Yes, we need to know where we're going, and then we can create a plan to get you there. So if I know that you want to double your business in a year, I will be asking you, Donna Maria, what needs to happen for you to do that? Well, I need to blah, blah, blah. Okay, and what needs to happen for you to have that happen? And what needs to happen before that can happen? And we will literally back up to where we are right now, and then we can start going in that direction.
That makes it so much easier to kind of see what this whole coaching thing is all about. I appreciate that, Kathy. Now, it's funny because most lifestyle CEOs start their business out of a passion. So they are frequently quite literally driving the train,
yes.
conducting the train, making their products, creating things, and maybe they're selling them at first on eBay or just, you know, in their neighborhood. And all of a sudden, one day they look up and go, oh, my goodness, I'm in business.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's happening more and more the other way around, as you described, simply because so many people are inspired to start a business out of a passion, and before you're in business, you kind of got to play around with it for a while to see if somebody's going to buy it.
Exactly. And that's a great time to, you know, to hire a coach is when you've figured that out. It looks like I'm going down this road. I've started this locomotive from the station, and now it's starting to pick up some steam, and this would be a good time to work with a coach to help you really design your business model. What does your business model look like? You don't have to write an elaborate business plan. You don't have to have a one-year marketing, you know, strategy, but at least have a business model set up so that you know where you want to be and set the terms 6 months, 1 year, 2 years from now, and how are you going to get there? And oftentimes, just having someone help you, you know, with those questions and working through those questions.
Mm-hmm. And that accountability, too, because
absolutely.
I would imagine that that's really key, is to have you as a person who can say, well, last time we talked, you told me this, 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 and this, so where are we today?
Well, and it's interesting because sometimes I will give, often I give my clients assignments, and I'll say, I'd like you to research this information that you and I were talking about and send that to me.
Right.
Or my client will say, I'll often ask my clients, what do you think would be a good assignment for you here? And they'll tell me, I probably should get a list of vendors that might be interested. And then I'll say, great, I want to see that list on our next call. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, at literally 2 minutes before the call, here comes, you've got mail. And they've emailed it to me a minute or two before the call. And we all know why. They just did, you know, at 5 minutes before the hour, they were scrambling to do it. And I've had many clients say, gosh darn it, I wouldn't have done it if you hadn't given me that assignment. And I'm not going to reach through the phone and, you know, grab you by the neck. But they don't want to disappoint their business coach. They don't want to say to me, I didn't do it.
Well, and plus, we're going to take a break in a second to talk about how to find a business coach, but it seems to me that the the benefit in part comes because it's a financial investment.
Absolutely.
To engage the services of a business coach, so you definitely don't want to waste that.
You're committed on the financial side, and you're really connected on the personal side, and you know that your coach is really holding a place of success for you and is focused on your success, and so why would you want to let that person down?
Right, because it's really letting yourself down.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a short break, Kathy. We're going to come back and talk about how to choose a business coach. For those of you listening, you can call and ask your questions and post your comments to Kathy yourself at 800-773-0355. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show with our host, business coach. Actually, I'm the host, Donna Maria. Our guest is the business coach, Kathy Townsend. How about that, Kathy? I'm so not a business coach.
Well, we just changed roles there, Donna Maria. So you want me to ask you some questions?
Whoopsie daisy. I'm just so excited to have you. I just mixed my name up. I'm Donna Maria, your host, and Kathy Townsend is here to share her expertise about business coaching, and she's told us all about business coaching and how the overview is to help you set your goals, set an action plan, and then to follow up and hold you accountable for that. Now, Kathy, that's great information. For those of us who are saying, that's great information, I need a business coach, now what do I do? How do I find someone that's suitable for me?
Great. So let's talk a little bit about that. So the first thing that I would recommend is really, as Donna Maria said today when she first started the call, there's a lot of information out there, and I would just recommend, you know, getting online and looking, and I'm going to give you a couple places to go, and really read up on all the information out there about coaching. And it can be overwhelming. I hope to make that simple for you so that it doesn't, you know, you have a place to go and where to start with.
Okay.
So my recommendation is there are a lot of people out there that call themselves coaches. Okay? They can be someone who's run a business. They can be someone who's just feels like they have all the answers, and they haven't gone through the coach training. Yes, there is coach training. I went through a 2-year coach certification program. There are 38 accredited coach training programs.
38, Kathy?
38. And I believe almost all of them are online. They're virtual training programs. You and I'll tell you just a little bit more about that, but you sign up as an individual. You are sent all of the materials, a hard copy, and then you take a minimum number of coach-specific training courses where you, just like we did today, you dial into a call. There is a coach trainer leader on the call, and there are other people who are going through the coach training program, and we discuss. What are those important questions? What do I do when someone's starting to get angry or upset at their business plan? And we talk about all of the issues that are in our materials. So an accredited coach training program, and the acronym for that is ACTP, Accredited Coach Training Program.
So you want to choose someone who's ACTP certified?
Yeah, well, that has been through an ACTP, an accredited coach training program. And that the three elements of that training program is a minimum of 125 hours of coach-specific training, a minimum of 6 observed coaching sessions with an experienced coach, and then a final examination that evaluates your coaching competency. So I graduated from CoachU.com, mm-hmm. and I went through all of that training. There are 3 levels of coach credentials, and the credentials are given by the International Coach Federation, acronym ICF.
Okay.
Website for the International Coach Federation is icf.org.
Okay.
And they set our, I'm sorry, that was incorrect. The website for the International Coach Federation is Coach Federation. You have to spell it all out, coachfederation.org.
Okay.
There you will find all of the information on coaching. They also have a link, Coach Referral Service, where you can click on that and locate a coach.
Okay.
The International Coach Federation is our governing body. They are not, recognized by the government. We don't have, designations where we can, file for a license. We're just governed by the International Coach Federation. So if you are working with a coach, you will want to make sure that, as I said, they have completed training that has been approved by the International Coach Federation. There are 3 levels of coaching. There is an Associate Certified Coach, ACC. To be an Associate Certified Coach, to get that designation, you must have completed 60 hours of coach-specific training. This is on the Coach Federation website.
Okay.
You need to write all this down. 100 hours of coaching experience with clients, completing an oral exam, and then all of us agree to adhere to the code of ethics.
Okay.
Defined by the Coach Federation.
Okay.
There is a Professional Certified Coach, which
professional,
is
okay.
ECC, 125 hours of coach-specific training, 750 hours of coaching experience with clients, completing a written and an oral exam, and then a Master Certified Coach, which is an MCC, and that has 200 hours of coach-specific training, 2,500 hours of coaching experience with clients, written exam, and adhering to the ethics of the ICF. So it is very much regulated. It's very much, organized, and you don't necessarily need to go to the depth of hiring a PCC or MCC. Those designations are used mainly in corporations where you are managing groups of people and you're managing an entire department or division. You're managing the CEO of a major corporation, and they're going to look for these specific certifications.
So let me see if I understand this correctly, Kathy. There are 38 ACTP certified coaching programs.
That's correct.
One of them is Coach U, which is where you went.
That's correct.
Okay, and when you're looking for a coach, you want to engage one who is a graduate of an ACTP certified program.
You bet.
And then you want to see that they are either an associate certified coach, a professional certified coach, or a master coach.
And that's correct, Don Marie, and I'll tell you, I gave you those just as a matter of education because I'm going to give you, in the next little bit here, 5 or 6 questions to ask your coach.
Okay.
And when this comes up and it says, one of the questions I want you to ask is, do you hold an ICF, International Coach Federation, credential?
Okay.
And they say, yes, I'm a PCC. I don't want your listeners to go, huh?
What
I want you to know what that means. Okay, it's not typical, but there is a difference. And there's a difference in how they charge for those different designations.
Okay, so you graduate from your particular program.
That's correct.
You can only get an ICF, International Coach Federation designation, if you graduate from one of the 38 ACTP ones.
You bet. It has to be
okay.
A program that's accredited through the International Coach Federation.
Great. So do those coaches have like a logo or something on their website, or how do they let people know? So I'm trying to help people find people that have that level of certification, because like I said, when I did a search before our show today, I mean, I was like, oh my goodness, where do I go?
So here's
my
recommendation.
Somebody that I can trust or that some objective body has said is suitable for this.
That's right. And here's my recommendation. If you're looking for a coach, I would go to findacoach.com.
Okay. Is that an ICF site?
Yes.
Okay.
Findacoach.com
Good.
All of the coaches on that website have graduated from an accredited coach training program.
Excellent.
All of them.
Okay.
They will list their qualifications. They will list their specializations. My area of expertise is in branding and marketing. I am a business development coach specializing in branding and marketing. Coaching has gotten very specific now. You can look at the specific areas that they are qualified in. You can also go to the International Coach Federation website, which is coachfederation.org,
right,
and click on their coach referral service link. And of course, all of the coaches listed there will be graduated from an accredited coach training program.
Okay.
So what questions? Now what you've done is you've looked at a couple of places to find coaches, and you've clicked on their various links to read about the coach. Here's the fun part. Coaches don't have to be, you can have a coach in Alaska. Coaches don't have to be anywhere near where you live, because coaching is generally done over the phone.
Okay.
Normally we'll have two calls a month, one or two calls a month.
Okay.
We like to have a little break in between, because it gets a little over the top when you're talking to someone every single week. But there's no format. You can do it once a week, once a month, twice a month, three times a month. And then you are having anywhere between 30 and 50-minute calls. It really depends on what the coach is, how they set up their business model and what you're wanting in what your needs are.
Right, so it's really flexible. And when we come back from our last break, we're going to talk about that, as well as the six questions you need to ask a person that you're considering engaging as a coach. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. Our guest, Kathy Townsend, today, business coach extraordinaire, has been describing some great information to help us find and understand how business coaching works. Kathy, this has been really wonderful. I want to point out to everyone that if you go to findacoach.com to look for a business coach, you will not find Kathy there, because her dance card is full these days. So one of the things to keep in mind is that business coaches are not necessarily listed there. They can be if they want to be. And also, if a business coach is employed or works under someone else's coaching program, they also may not be listed individually there. But there's lots of coaches listed there, and they're all certified, as Kathy said, so it's a great place to start. Now, Kathy, can you tell us your six questions that we should ask a prospective business coach so we can decide whether they're the ones for us?
Absolutely, and I just counted them. There's seven. So
okay.
All right. So here's the questions that I would recommend that you ask. The most important thing to look for in selecting a coach is someone with whom you feel you can easily relate to. So most coaches will give you one introductory session or just a sample call to see if you're a good fit.
Okay.
As a coach, I don't want to feel uncomfortable with you either. So I am interviewing you as you are interviewing me. I want to make sure that my relationship moving forward with you is a good fit for me as a coach, and vice versa. So you'll often be able to get an introductory call for maybe 20 minutes talking with this coach and seeing if you feel comfortable. You should feel comfortable right from the get-go.
Okay.
Here are some questions that I would recommend. First and foremost, ask the person you're interviewing, what is your coaching experience? The number of individuals they've coached, the years of experience they have, the types of situations they've been coaching in, primarily personal, business, so forth. What is your coach-specific training?
Mm-hmm.
Do you hold an ICF credential? And we
want to
know what those are. You know, the PCC, the ACC.
Right. That sounds very critical.
What is your coaching specialty or client areas you most often work in? Marketing, branding, business development, job transition, product development.
Mm-hmm.
What specialized skills or experience do you bring to your coaching? I've run 3 businesses of my own. So there are areas in which I bring entrepreneurship that a coach who's never run a business may not have that perspective.
Right.
Some coaches are licensed therapists. They have PhDs. And so maybe if you feel that you have enough trauma in your life when you're running your business, you might look for someone who's a therapist and a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really go back and forth. They can shift back and forth in those roles.
Right.
What is your philosophy about coaching? And when I say that, there's different levels of accountability. Some coaches are very proactive. They'll say, I'm expecting you to be focused and present on this call. I want you to follow through with your commitments, and I'm going to hold your feet to the fire if you don't. And other coaches are more laid back, where they'll say, you know, my philosophy is, if it doesn't feel right for you, it's not right. It's not right for me.
So you kind of have to choose what you feel fits best into your business lifestyle.
Exactly. Do you like more challenging, you know, accountability? Do you want someone to say, no, it's not an option here? Or do you want someone to say, how do you feel about that? Are you okay with this? Is this too much? Am I asking too much of you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it really decide how you like your accountability. Okay, and that will come in the philosophy of the person's coaching. You want to ask, what is your specific process for coaching? How many sessions? How long? What resources do you offer? Do you give homework assignments? Really ask them, how do you coach? What's your specific process for coaching? And then it's always a good idea to ask for a few coaching success stories. Give me some specific examples of the individuals who have done well, or examples of how you've added value to the coached. Okay?
And so people maybe can ask maybe even for a reference of someone who's given permission.
Sure.
To serve as a reference for you.
Yes, absolutely. And most coaches will have success stories of people that they've helped. And that can be very inspiring for you to hear stories of people just like you. And then you can start to say to yourself, oh, I can see how she could help me or he could help me.
Right. And I would imagine many of them try to put some of those up at their websites, too.
Yes, absolutely. Sure.
Maybe able to find some of this information there.
That's true.
Good. So we find a website, and if we don't see any sort of a brag page about holding ICF certification, I know there's not a 100% rule on this, but my guess is, since that is so important to the profession, that if it's not there, you could make an educated kind of guess that they probably aren't certified.
Your coach referral service on the ICF website or findacoach.com will only have certified coaches there. So your best bet is just go through that, because it really eliminates that guessing game.
Okay. And if you do see it at their website, then that's you know, one check you can make on your list.
And I'll be really honest with you. If somebody says, oh, you should use my coach, I just love him, and they brag about him and he's just the best, and you go to his website and you read all about him and you decide you want to interview him, if you interview him and there's a great connection and you feel like he kind of has the you know, he's kind of got the philosophy of coaching down, but he didn't go through a training program, I say go for it. But for those of you who don't happen to have someone who's referring someone to you and you're just cold looking for one, I would always recommend you go through someone who's been trained.
Right. A referral is always good, too. Well, that's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Good reminder for everyone. Well, Kathy, let me ask you this. And by the way, we've got a few more minutes. If anyone wants to call in a question, we'll try and squeeze you in. 800-773-0355. But in the meantime, Kathy, I have two more questions that I really would like to ask. And one is, how do you go about judging whether a price is fair? And then secondly, because so many lifestyle CEOs are very small businesses, what is your thought on group coaching?
Well, the first question on a fair price, there really is some consistency. I have not gone on Find a Coach in a while, but I believe that their rates are listed there.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that when you start clicking on coaches, they show the range in which they charge. And you'll notice before long that most of the pricing is based on the amount of experience they have. So myself, who's been coaching for 5 years and I've coached over 350 clients, my rate would be higher than someone who's relatively new. You know, again, so much of coaching is about the relationship between you and the coach that you may not necessarily get more out of the relationship, out of my being with an experienced coach like me, than you would working with someone who's new, but they're really connected with your business and what you do, and there's a good fit there. So the pricing is really based on two things. It's based on the amount of experience the coach has and the certification.
Okay.
And I will tell you that you're, you know, this is not rocket science. You're professional certified coach, the PCC and the MCC are the highest billing coaches there are.
Right.
But you certainly can get a lot of value out of working with a coach who is, you know, not doesn't have all those designations.
Okay.
Be mindful, be aware that, and this, again, this is coming from my experiences working with a coach, you really want to commit to coaching for a term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not something where, hey, I'll hire a coach for three calls, I'll get on the right page, and I'll, you know, I would make a commitment to it. 6 months is a minimum, a year is optimal. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't, that doesn't mean you have to sign in blood, you know, you're paying this person, but I would make the commitment, you know, emotionally and business from a business mindset, go ahead and plan on getting into a long-term relationship with the coach. And you can always say, you know, I feel like we've really reached my goals and I'm good where I want to go. Can we maybe have two more sessions and wrap it up? We're always looking in your best interest and are open to ending the relationship early or continuing longer if you need it.
Okay.
There's no agenda around that. The group coaching, I've had 4, 5, 6 people on the call. It's a little harder because everybody's, you know, got a different agenda often. And now, if you have a team and you're all focused on one goal and you want to work together as a team to meet that goal, yes, we do have group calls. And what I'll do is I'll say at some point on the call, I'll say, all right, what my best service today is, let's see where we need to focus. Donna Maria, why don't you start? Tell me what's going on with you. And I'll literally, we call it go around the room, and I'll just go around and have each person check in. And I might say, it sounds like two of you are really looking more at the marketing. Is that true? Tell me about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just work with you as a group.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's obviously less focused because you're not going to get that one-on-one attention, but that's not... Generally, we don't charge more for it. I mean, we're still on the call, and from 2 to 4 people, the results are the same. We're still going to try to help you reach your goal.
Right. Wow. So one of the questions maybe, too, if you are on a budget, is to ask about that, and if a coach does not offer that, then you probably want to try and find someone that does.
Yeah,
if
sure.
If you're looking for that.
Absolutely. And I one last comment, too, is it's okay to switch. If you're working with a coach 2, 3, 4 calls and it just doesn't feel like it's, you know, like it's what you want, it doesn't feel right, then you can go ahead and say, you know, I'm not feeling a good fit here, or just we're very open. Let me put it this way. A trained coach will be open to really doing what's best for you and understanding. I'm not going to take it personally if you feel like you want to talk with another coach and go ahead and interview another coach, and then you go ahead and terminate the relationship with the coach, and that's really your right. You're paying for that time, and you have to feel like it's valuable to you.
So is one of the things to look for then to review the coach's agreement carefully, too, to see what their provisions are in terms of what happens if you want to terminate and what kind of refund would you get, if any, if you did? And
ask lots of questions. And when I say commit up front, usually coaches bill monthly.
Okay.
So you'll have 2 calls a month or 3 calls a month, whatever it is, and you'll have paying by PayPal or whatever it is. So you'll pay at the beginning of the month.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have your 3 calls. And after those 3 calls, if you just aren't feeling like this is the best experience for you, you'll just say, I'm going to opt out of next month.
Right.
Not feeling like I'm ready to move forward with you or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, absolutely, ask all those questions up front.
Mm-hmm.
What is your process? How is the billing handled? What if I have to miss a call?
Will I give
you advance notice? Will you allow me to make up the call, or is that call forfeited?
Yeah.
Get a list of questions and you know, find out how they work.
Right. That's Kathy. This show has been so packed with information. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise on business coaching and helping us get some online links that we can go to and sort of cut through all the fluff. I really appreciate having you on the show today, and this has been a great information for us. Thanks a lot, Kathy.
It's been my pleasure, and I just want to close with this. One of my favorite sayings, and Donna Maria, you've probably heard me say this to you, is energy flows where your attention goes.
Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar.
So what I want to challenge all of you today is to really ask yourself, where is your attention going?
Mm-hmm.
Because where your attention is going is where the energy will flow. So really look at your business, your goals, and ask yourself, where is my attention going?
What great words of wisdom to end on today. I want you guys to visit Peter Montoya's website at petermontoya.com. You can click on some of the links there and learn about the coaching services that he offers through other coaches, since Kathy, as she mentioned, is not available at this time. But he's got some other great coaches there. I encourage you to have a look. And he also has free marketing tips on his website that may interest you. That's petermontoya.com. Well, Kathy just gave us so much information. And again, everyone, energy flows where your attention goes. And my attention is going in your direction. And I have some great guests signed up for upcoming Lifestyle CEO shows. We've got an estate planning attorney who will be here next week on May the 8th to talk about what small business owners can do to plan for the future. We've got Joanne Hines, the packaging diva, who's going to join me on May 15th and tell us all about what we need to know to package our products. And on May 22nd, we have got the author of a new book, Bye-Bye Boardroom, Confessions from a New Breed of Stay-at-Home Moms. And some of those moms, as you all know, are also business owners. So once again, I am flowing in your direction and looking to get you the information you need to break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. Till next week, guys, this is Donna Maria signing off the Lifestyle CEO Show. Have a great week.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.